Well, it's exciting to have folks here. Now, I know we have a different order for telling the stories. I think for meeting you, we're going to just go right from your left to my right. Yes, you're first. What's your name?
Anatea.
And how old are you?
10.
And what grade are you in?
5th.
Is everybody in 5th grade today? Okay, so I just wanted to check. I know, I thought we have some 4th graders too, and so we'll meet everybody. So, Anatea, would you like to say hi to anybody who might be listening? Any friends or anybody that might be tuned in at home? Who's here with you today? Who brought you here?
My mom.
Well, great. There she is, taking your picture right now. It's nice to meet you. And we'll talk with you more when you do your story. I just wanted to give everybody a chance to say hello. What's your name?
AJ.
And how old are you?
I'm 10.
And are you also in 5th grade?
No, I'm in 4th.
You're in 4th. And would you like to say hello to anybody who might be listening?
Yeah, I'd like to say hi to my mom and my friend Emma if she's listening.
Well, great. Who brought you here today?
My dad and my brother.
Well, great. I'm glad you're here. And what's your name?
Norma, and I'm 11 years old, and I'm also in 5th grade.
Well, it's nice to meet you. Would you like to say hi to anybody?
Yeah, I'm going to say hi to my friend Dolores.
Wonderful. Norma will be telling with AJ a little later. What's your name?
I'm Zell.
And your age and grade?
I'm in 5th grade, and I'm 11.
And you want to say hello to anybody?
Yeah.
Okay, and then finally, we have Micah. Hi, Micah.
Hello.
How old are you?
10.
And who came here with you today?
My dad.
And would you like to say hello to anybody else who might be tuned in?
My brother.
What's his name?
Wesley.
Well, terrific. Are you going to go trick-or-treating tonight?
Yes.
What are you going to dress as?
Blind referee.
A blind referee, like a Steelers football? Who gave you? That's a great idea for a costume. Was that your idea?
No, it was my mom's.
I love it. And are you going to go with your brother, too?
Yes.
And what's he going to be?
Michael Jackson.
Excellent. So that's actually kind of scary as I think about it. Well, Micah, you have the first story, and I understand the name of your story is In a Dark, Dark Room.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're all set to hear it whenever you're ready.
Okay. In a dark, dark room, there was...
That's good. Dad, you go right ahead. It's hard to be first. Start taking from the top.
In dark, dark woods, there was a dark, dark house. And in that dark, dark house, there was a dark, dark room. And in that dark, dark room, there was a dark, dark chest. And in that dark, dark chest, there was a dark, dark box. And in that dark, dark box, there was a ghost! The end.
Well, that scared us all. What was that last part again? What was that?
Ghost.
Did you write that story?
No.
Who
got
wrote
it? From a book.
Oh, that's a good, good story. It's fun to tell it. Was it hard to memorize that?
No.
Oh, it's really fun to listen to it. You sounded great. Now, what else do you like to do? What are some of your hobbies or things you enjoy doing, Micah?
Playing football.
Yeah, that explains the blind referee, I guess. And you have a Panthers shirt on. Are you a Pitt fan?
Yeah.
Well, that sounds very good. Is there anything you like to do inside at all? Like if it was too cold to go outside or rainy?
Play video games, probably.
What are your favorites?
Madden 11.
Yeah, very good. Well, you did a great job. Is there anything else you'd like to say?
No.
Okay. Well, if you're just tuning in, we have stories from Winchester Thurston, some of which have a very broad dynamic range, as you just heard. And Anatea is going to be next. Where did this story come from that you're going to be sharing, Anatea? Is this one from a book as well?
Yes.
And I understand it's called The Viper, and
yes.
If memory serves me correctly, a viper's a snake, right?
Yes, but not particularly this one.
No, well, we'll find out all about the viper. Here is Anatea.
So there once was an old woman who lived on the third floor of an apartment building. She was one day reading a book when she heard the phone ring. She went to answer the phone. "Hello," she said, and on the other side was a strange voice that said, "I am the viper. I'm on the first floor." So, and then the weird little voice hung up. So she was a little bit scared, but she went back to her book and covered herself with her quilt. So she heard the phone ring again. So she went to answer it, and she said, "Hello," and on the other side was that same strange little voice that said, "I am the viper. I'm on the second floor." Before she could ask who the viper was and why is he coming, the voice hung up. So she went back to her book. She was very scared by now. Then she heard the phone ring again. So she went to answer it, and she said, "Hello," and on the other side, and on the other end was that same strange voice. So, and before she could ask who was the viper and why are you coming, he hung up. So she went back to her book. By now she was terrified, but she still tried to remain calm. So she went back to her book, and she heard the phone ring again. So she went to the phone, and she answered it and said, "Hello." And on the other side was that same strange voice. And he said, "I'm the viper. I'm on the third floor." And so she was downright terrified by now. But she went back to her book and hid under her quilt. Then she heard the phone ring again. She went to answer and said, "Hello." And on the other side was that same strange voice. And the strange voice said, "I'm the viper. I'm almost at your door." So she was really scared, but she tried to remain calm. So she went back to her chair, and then she heard the doorbell ring. So she went to the door. Creak. She opened it, and on the other side of the door was the viper, and he said, "I am the viper. I have come to wipe your windows."
Very good. I kept wondering how a viper could answer the phone. I was trying to imagine a viper on the phone. That's a good story. Where did you find that story?
Mrs. Carrar always gives us books to pick out.
And you told it really well. You should know as you listen that everybody here is, they're telling stories. There's no paper in front of anybody here except me to help me keep track of everyone. But folks are telling stories. They're from Winchester, Thurston, and the librarian, Jennifer Carrar, is here with us today helping. And Jennifer, just briefly, can you tell us a bit about the Brilliant Bookworms and some of the things you do?
After school on Thursdays, some about 16 kids come to the library, and we play a lot of games and read stories and have partners to learn stories. We don't memorize. We visualize and learn. And it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, I can tell. I have a feeling when you tell your stories, you might tell them a little differently each time, depending on how you're feeling or who's listening. Is that true?
As you sometimes, yeah.
Yeah, I had a feeling that was the case. Now, AJ and Norma are going to do a story together next. And I wonder, do we need to know anything about this story other than its name? Do you need to tell us anything about it? Probably stands on its own, huh? What's the story called?
Taily Po.
Well, we're all ready to hear from you. So this is called Taily Po, the story.
Okay, so in the woods, there was a little hut. In that little hut lived an old man and his three dogs, Inno, Uno, and Comte Calico. And that night, he went out to hunt, and all he got was a measly little rabbit. And since it was so small, it wasn't very, like, fulfilling. Like, he wasn't very hungry. He was hungry after that. And then he heard something skitter across the floor. And with one lick of his axe, he cut off its tail. And he decided to have that for dinner. And after he ate that, he was nice, warm, and cozy in his bed. And he went to sleep very easy. But then he heard a voice say, "Tailie Po, Tailie Po, I'm here to get my Tailie Po." And so the man said, "Who's Tailie Po?" He heard it scratching against the wall. So he called his dogs, Uno, Eno, Compty Calico, and all the dogs went chasing after it.
So the man went back to sleep. But that night, he heard a voice again, and it said, "Tailie Po, Tailie Po, I'm coming to get my Tailie Po." Now the man was scared, so he called his dogs to chase after the thing. "Dogs, come here, Uno, Eno, Compty Calico." The dogs chased after it, but they broke down the fence. But the man was better now, so he went back to sleep. That night, he was awakened by something coming from the swamp. And before, he just thought it was the wind blowing a little bit louder than normal. But then he realized that it was a voice, and it was saying, "Tailie Po, Tailie Po, I'm coming to get my Tailie Po." Now the man was scared, so he tried calling his dogs. "Here, here, here, dogs, Uno, Eno, Compty Calico." But the dogs didn't come. And he tried again, but they still didn't come. Now, the man was very scared, but he went back to bed thinking that everything would be better in the morning. So, that night, he heard a clatter of pots and pans in the kitchen, and then scratching at his bedpost. Scratch, scratch, scratch. And he leaned over, and he saw two long, gray, pointy ears and two big yellow eyes. And the man was so scared, he ran back into his bed and he pulled the covers over his head. And the creature crept up until it reached his head. And he said, "You know, and I know, all I want is my Tailie Po." And the man said, "I haven't got your Tailie Po." And the creature said, "Yes, you have, yes, you have." And he ripped everything to shreds. And the only thing that was left of that man's house was the chimney. And the people in the woods who live there still say that when the moon is full and the wind is blowing, they can still hear a voice. And it says, "Tailie Po, Tailie Po, now I've got my Tailie Po."
That's a good story. Where did you find that story? Was it in a book?
Yeah.
And it's nice to hear you two reading together. You read it really well and very expressively,
too. Thank you.
Now, our last story is from Ezel. It's called Graveyard Voice. And am I pronouncing your name right?
Yes.
It Ezel? And Graveyard Voice, I can't think of a better Halloween-y sounding story. So Ezel is ready to tell it to us now.
There once was a man named Bob, and he had a wife named Purple and a son and daughter named Pimple and Pickles. And they lived on 13th Street in the town. And in the town, he worked on the 13th floor of a building, and it was the 13th building on the street. And he worked in office number 113. And the number 13 is a very unlucky number. Every day, Bob had to walk home through the graveyard. He didn't really think very much about it, because he didn't really have a choice, because it would have taken a very long time to walk around the graveyard. So one day, in late October, he was walking through the graveyard, and he heard something say, "Turn me over, turn me over." And Bob was very scared, and he ran all the way home, and he told his wife and daughter and son, Purple, Pickles, and Pimple, but they didn't believe him. And he told them, "Tomorrow I'm going to go through the graveyard, and I'm going to hear it again. And I'm going to tell you that I heard it again, and you are going to have to believe me." The next day, he was walking home through the graveyard, and he heard a voice say, "Turn me over, turn me over." And he told his wife and daughter and son again, but they still didn't believe him. And he said, "Tomorrow I'm going to go through the graveyard, and I'm going to find out what that voice is, and I'm going to tell you what it is." So the next day, when he was walking home through the graveyard, he heard the voice again. "Turn me over, turn me over." And he walked toward the center of the graveyard, and he opened the door of a crypt, and he walked down 13 steps, and then he opened another door, and in the middle of the crypt was a pile of red-hot coals, and on top of the red-hot coals, there was a grill, and on top of the grill, there was a hamburger. A giant hamburger. And the hamburger was moaning, "Turn me over, turn me over." And on one side, the hamburger was very done. And next to the grill was a spatula. And Bob walked over, and he picked up the spatula. And he flipped the hamburger over. And it said, "Thank you, thank you."
All very good stories. They were great. Does anybody else have anything that they would like to say that maybe you wanted to say when we first introduced you, or any hellos or anything? You're all great tellers. Do any of you like to write? What kinds of things do you like to write? Tell me a little bit. It's AJ, right?
No,
oh,
no.
Norma. Sorry, Norma. Tell me what you like to write.
Well, I usually like to write stories about different things. Like, I made one that's about a dog, and it's based on a person from the Greek goddess Persephone. And whenever the dog walks somewhere, flowers grow on its steps. And also, I'm working on one about when I went into the attic of my school, and all this spooky stuff.
Well, that sounds good. Who else likes to write? I saw another hand grow up. You're AJ. Tell me about what you like to write.
My favorite story...
Come a little closer.
Okay. Well, my favorite story that I wrote was in third grade, and I wrote it about Chinese New Year. And I wrote about the things that you would have to do to prepare for it and all the things that they have to do within it, and it was really fun to write that.
That sounds good. And Ezel?
I like to write, too. I usually like to write about animals, especially horses, because horses are my favorite animals.
Do you have a horse you ride?
Or no, I don't.
What do you like about horses?
I just like how they look. They're just so powerful and beautiful.
Yeah, they look intelligent.
I just think they're amazing animals. Yeah. Because you can ride them, too.
Yeah, they're great. Anybody else for writing at all that you like to write? Do you like to write Anatea or Micah much? Well, let's ask you, Micah. I'll bet you like to read. Are there any books you've read recently that you've really liked?
Mm.
Anything you would recommend to somebody else?
I don't know, actually.
What's the last book you took out of the library?
City of Ember.
What's that about?
It's about this town that is... running out of supplies, and they need a lot. And so there's these two kids that leave, and they try to find a different area of land so their town can move to.
That sounds like a neat book. Did it hold your attention? Did you like it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, great. And have you taken a book out recently, or is there a book you especially like? This is Anatea.
Yes.
Tell me about it.
I like the book Hoot a lot. It's by Carl Hayson.
And what happens in Hoot?
There are these little baby owls, and a couple people are trying to save them from these people building.
That sounds like from development going on in the woods or near the woods. That sounds like a great book. Well, thank you. All of you did a wonderful, wonderful job. All of the brilliant bookworms are from Winchester Thurston, and I hope you have a happy Halloween, and thank you for sharing some great stories with us today.